know you gotta be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey y'all,
I am a cool soror of.
What's up y'all? I'm a cool soror of.
Hi, I am a cool soror of.
Podcast hosted by me, Rashawn Ali.
Hello, welcome to the Cool Soror Podcast. I just want you to know that my voice is a little raspy today. Maybe because I've been partying. Yeah, I've been having a good time. There's so much to celebrate. It's me, Rashawn Ali, your host, your hostess with the mostest, everybody's favorite friend, everybody's homegirl. That's what I like to call myself. Anyway, so forgive my hoarseness, and I may be taking sips of water throughout this episode. And this is a solo dolo episode. Yes, solo dolo episode today. I've just got some really amazing news to share with you guys. So last Thursday, it was announced that I am a part of a show called Sister Circle Live, which will debut on TV One September 11th, which is my daughter's 8th birthday. Of course, we all know what September 11th means to this country, but it will definitely be a day to celebrate. We always celebrate in our home because it's our daughter's birthday. So for the last 8 years, it's just been a very happy day for us. But as we, of course, remember the events that took place that day, this year will be extremely special to me because it's a dream that I wrote down, I think maybe 3 years ago. I wrote down some goals for myself. And one of the goals was to be a part or host a nationally syndicated show that could showcase my talents and that I'll be able to get hair, makeup, and wardrobe every day. And it has truly come true. I am so extremely thankful and grateful and blessed. And I'll share the stage with singer Selena Johnson, Quad Lunsford from Married to Medicine, and Kiana Dancy, who's a stand-up comedian, along with Q Latham, also known as Funky Dineva, but of course he will not be Funky Dineva on our show. He will be who he is in real life. So I'm really, really excited about this opportunity just to be in a space that I've always wanted to be in. And when I left Sideline Reporting in 2015, and I talked about this in one of my earlier solo episodes, but that was really, really a leap of faith. I just never felt comfortable doing sports fully. And I think it was because the expectations were external and not internal. And I think I was making my drive for the world of sports internal because I'm the coach's daughter. My dad's a legendary football coach. I love sports. But trying to be a sideline reporter, which I feel like I had to try to be a sideline reporter, it never came naturally to me. I felt like I was always forced. I had an extreme amount of anxiety every time the play-by-play analyst would throw it to me. Extreme anxiety. And it just never felt good. And so I had a snafu in the fall of 2015 on CBS Sports Network that just really gave me perspective. And I did allow that incident where I referred to another coach who was not in that particular conference to the commissioner of that conference live on television. Did not go over well. Got a call from the talent director saying, hey, we're taking you off this package, putting someone else on. And it blew me. And I know that you have to make mistakes in life. And I know that that made me grow, but it also made me know for sure that I just wasn't supposed to be doing that. So I stepped away. I stepped away in 2015. I told my then agent, hey, don't book me. Please don't tell them I want to do basketball. And so they stopped all communication. I was released from the CBS Sports Network emails and all the things that, you know, all the talent would get. And while that was very humbling, it was very liberating at the same time. because I just felt like it was such a burden. And most times it didn't look like that on television, but my insides, y'all, were on fire. Okay. It was like I was having a heart attack, a panic attack. And I'm like, this can't be. And I said, can't. Yes. This cannot be what God intended for this to feel like. I get nervous. Yeah. But the way I felt out there, it wasn't right. So I walked away and had no idea what was next. Literally had no idea what was next. I was still hosting the Falcon Show on the CW network locally here in Atlanta. Was doing work for CNN and Headline News, NBA TV, but nobody wanted to marry me. Nobody wanted to marry me. Nobody signed me to the big deal. And now I look back on it, it's because in retrospect, it just was not authentic. And when you don't have authenticity, it's very discoverable, no matter how good of an actor you are. And I just felt like maybe that was the reason why. And in the same breath, I wasn't supposed to be there. But all of those experiences gave me what I need to be able to walk into this next moment. Truly be able to walk into this next moment that I'm so incredibly excited about. I did feel like sports limited me a little bit. Now on my CW show with DJ Shockley, who was a guest on our show, one of my really, really good friends, just an awesome guy. He and I, when we worked together, we just had a great rapport. And that is, I'm going to truly miss him and miss that show and all the great folks who worked on that show. Laura Hale, who's been a true supporter of Rashan Ali since, I hate to say myself in third person, but hey, you guys get it. True supporter of me for years. And she gave me that opportunity. So after I called my lawyer, when I got the news that this show had been greenlit, I called her because I had to leave the show, which was a very hard call. But she was so supportive, as she has been throughout my career. Love, love, love that woman. And so now, the Sister Circle Live. Very, very excited about it. So really quickly, I just want to take a few minutes of your time to talk about being steadfast. And as I look back over my life, I feel like I'm about to preach. But as I look back over the journey, I have been steadfast. Even in the moments where I did not feel like it could get any worse and definitely couldn't get any better, something in me continued to say go, and I kept going. And that something in me had to be the God in me, the universe, and I had to keep going. And I attribute so much of that to knowing that there's a young woman or young man out there, or older woman or older man out there, that is watching me to see how I will respond. And having responsiveness in a positive way has changed not only my life, but people who are witnessing it. One of my sayings is, our lives have less to do with us and more to do with people witnessing it. So someone is looking at how you're going to respond. Someone is going to see if you truly made the right decision in whatever it is that you are facing, because how we choose is directly tied to how someone else may choose, even if you are aware of it or not. And most times we are not aware of it until you get messages like, your journey is allowing me to know that I still can. Get messages like that. And you're an inspiration to me. Get messages like that. And I'm so grateful for that, because I know that is being steadfast and having obedience to the call. And the call, once I got it, once I truly got it, it was very clear to me what I needed to be doing. It was very clear that God had given me the gift to interview. I know that that is my gift to be able to interview and try to get the best out of people and be able to interview people from all walks of life, all genres of music, all types of sports, even though I don't deem myself a politico, to be able to do enough to have a good conversation that everybody can understand. I know that that is a gift, and I'm very clear. Years ago, I would have never said that because I thought that if I said that, it would be that I had ego, or if I said that I was thinking about myself. But God made me who I'm supposed to be. And once I believed that he made me this way and was okay and was confident in that person, nothing happened until that point. I was only getting glimpses of what was truly supposed to be given to me because I lacked the confidence. And my friend Inga Willis, my soror, she was actually on the show early on when we launched the podcast. But she said it Friday among a group of great friends. Thanks to my best friend who's also been on the podcast for hosting the party for me. She was like, your life didn't take a turn until you believed what we all believed in you, what we all saw in you. Once you got that confidence, that's when everything changed. And so we would have these resolution parties. And I think 2 years ago, and you all go around the room with your resolution. And 2 years ago, I said, I want to be the person in the crowd looking at me and feeling how I make other people feel. I want to be that person in the crowd to see what it is that people have seen in me and the greatness that I never saw in myself. And so for those 2 years, I sat in the crowd and watched myself and started believing who was on the stage. I started believing who that person was because I know that I was beautifully and wonderfully made. And so sitting in the audience at your own show has been the best thing for me. And that is the reason why steadfastness is the glooming theme of this show. You gotta keep pushing. You have to keep pushing no matter what, no matter who says no, no matter who you feel is in your way. Because quite frankly, those people do not matter. Your race is your race. You're racing yourself. It's a one-woman race. You got to be better than you were yesterday and try to be the best person that you can be in this moment. And it is called steadfastness. And I can truly say with God's grace and mercy and then the God in me and universal thinking and just all putting it out there on the line, that is the reason why I sit here today to tell you that it can happen if you stay the course, even when you're weary. Steadfastness, that's what we're talking about. When I Googled it, you know, I always like to Google it just to see what is their definition or what is Mr. Webster saying about being steadfast. It's an adjective, fixed in direction, steadily directed, firm in purpose, resolution, faith, attachment, unwavering, firmly established as an institution or state of affairs, firmly fixed in place or position. The greatness that has come from the Cool Soror podcast is that I have been able to try to sharpen my skills throughout this year. Unknowingly, it was happening. And now I see that it was preparation for the show that I'm about to be a part of. I know that it was preparation for that. And oddly enough, or not oddly enough, whatever it is that you believe in, I do love this verse, faith without works is dead. It is true. I remember I was riding on East-West Connector here in Cobb County, and I was right by the Sprouts. And I believe that I heard from within, I heard God all connecting at the same time, saying everything that you need to go to the next level is already inside of you. And I was like, wow, that's pretty clear. But what is it? What is it? So I kept searching, but I stayed steadfast. I kept trying to figure it out But I stayed steadfast, taking different opportunities, taking the things that were right for me, saying no to the things that weren't right for me, staying steadfast. That's what I did, staying steadfast, steadfast. That's what I was doing, and not even knowing that this word would come from that journey, staying the course. And so fast forward to 2 years later, when again, the idea of this podcast was downloaded to me. And months after that, we got the creative together that, was going to tease the show. The same week that I put up the post about me starting this Cool Sore podcast was the exact same week that I got a call from Helen Swenson, who is the creator of Sister Circle Live. And she said, "Hey, I got your information from 11 Alive. Want to talk to you about this show idea I have." Now, everybody who has been in entertainment, and you know that you get these types of calls all the time, and more times than not, they don't really turn into anything. So I was like, you know what? I'll take the meeting. I truly will take the meeting. And we instantly hit it off, Helen and I. And she said, "I wasn't going to take the meeting because I looked at your sports reel and you didn't pop." And that was the first person that ever told me that. Nothing, I didn't feel you. There it again. There it is again. Here it is, a TV exec who has been scouting talent for over 25 plus years. She knew that there was no authenticity there. She saw it. She saw it. She was like, "I'm so glad that we actually met, because had I left it up to that reel, we wouldn't even be right here. We would not even made it to this breakfast had I just based it on what I saw on the reel." And I thought the reel was the bomb. 5 minutes and 34 seconds of all my stuff, from CBS to CNN to HLN, all of that stuff. It's all on there. It's a great reel. Or so I thought. But God had to see me do my part with the podcast. And then the same week, got the information about this show. We auditioned. They narrowed it down to about 10 people, and then they chose 4 people. It was supposed to be a show for one host. It now is 4 co-hosts, and we can't be more excited to have this amazing opportunity. So what I'm saying is, God had to see me do my part. I was one of those people, because I didn't believe in who I was, and I was like, "Oh, he gonna put it in my lap. It's just gonna land in my lap." Yes, it is. I was one of those people. No, it's not gonna land in your lap. You gotta go work. You got to go out there and get the work done. Seriously, you got to keep walking no matter what it is. Sometimes you can feel like you're that gerbil. Is it the gerbil that goes around in the little circle thing? You're just going and going and going and going and going and going. Like, where am I going? I've had so many times that I felt like that. And I can't say 5 years from now, I may not feel like that. Hopefully not. Hopefully I have it all together then. But you just never know. But right now, I just want you to remember the word steadfast, because that is what has been happening in my life and in my journey, on my journey, this path that he has given each and every one of us. And just like a fingerprint, all of our journeys are different, all of them. So many times we compare ourselves to other people. Don't look around, look up. Don't look around, look within. Don't look around, speak it to the universe, because the universe hears everything. And it will be returned to you. But you got to keep going even when you're weary. And you will get weary. I'm weary now. I'm waiting on my first paycheck. I'm like, "Lord, can we make it this month? Lord, can we make it this month?" It's real out here, guys. It is real out here. And I want you to know that we will make it. All of us will make it. But you got to stay the course. So many times we're going to, "Let me just take this left real quick. Because see, then if I take this left, I can whoop de whoop de whoop. Let me take this right, I can whoop de whoop de whoop." Stay the course. Because when you stay the course, you will then get the things that God has promised you, or that you said this was going to be done with the help of a higher being. So steadfast, steadfast, steadfast. I'm very excited about this opportunity. And I know that this is just the beginning of wherever it is that, the good God that we serve is taking me. I know I have a great purpose, because I made a promise to God when he gave me the platform that I was going to do it right. And having worked at LaFace Records, been personal assistant to Lisa, Left Eye Lopez, and all of the things that I've been able to see in entertainment, especially being, as you know, the media person, being able to see so much in entertainment. I told God, whenever you gave me that platform, I want to show people how it's supposed to be done. A platform is a gift. How are you going to use it? And everybody has a platform. Everybody is a star in their sphere of influence. You're a star wherever you are, but be the star that people look to and see how you are walking your journey, how you are going down the path and staying steadfast. Are you staying steadfast? Are you going to keep going even when you are weary? And you guys know I'm transparent. I may be weary in 3 weeks, but right now somebody needs to hear a word to stay the course. Remain steadfast. Remain steadfast. You can do it. You got to do the part, though. You got to do your part. This is the example I give. I talked to one of our former sporty girls who's in college, and she's an amazing actress. She wants to leave school and come home and audition here in Atlanta and start going and, you know, going on all these auditions. And I was like, have you become the best actress in Nashville? Have you done everything that you can do in Nashville so that if Atlanta or New York or LA calls you, you'll be ready because you're the best in Nashville? You love school, but are you the best in Nashville? Have you done everything to be the actress that everybody's talking about coming out of Nashville? 19 years old. But as with all of us when we were that age, even if you're 8, even if you're 19 right now listening to this podcast, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface. Using a home as an example, we just moved into a new house in May, and this house is 14 years old. And I just imagine when they broke ground on this neighborhood, how everything had to be, we don't have a basement, but everything had to be put in the ground, plumbing. You know, I don't know everything on how you build a home, but I'm imagining, you know, electricity, you know, electrical wires, all types of things that go in the ground to make a home. And so I use those ground areas like Hot 107.9, Streets 94.5, B103, Georgia Public Television, the Southern Conference, CBS Sports Network, CNN, Headline News, NBA TV, doing movies, doing all of these things. That was equivalent to the plumbing and all the things that allowed you to have a solid foundation. My foundation is solid now. My slab is amazingly solid. It will not bend or fold because of the foundation. Now the home is being built. Now the home is about to become beautified because of the solid foundation. And that has been my life. Some people get it in 5 years, 2 years, a month. Mine, and I've had amazing victories along the way. Mine has taken this time because I just now feel like I'm scratching the surface. It's a brand new me, and I had to get to this place to be able to finish the slab to start building the house. What's your house look like? How's your slab? If you got a basement, how intricate is the basement? Equate that to your life and think about it. And you will continue to thrive if you stay the course and remain steadfast. TV1, guys, and 12 additional Techno stations across the country. So we'll be in about 70% of the country, which is great. Monday through Friday, live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. starting September 11th. So please make sure you support us. You can follow us at Sister Circle TV on Instagram, hashtag Sister Circle TV. So please make sure you follow us and support us and send us good vibes. Send us good vibes. I really want it to work. But again, I know that somebody needs to see us. Somebody needs to see all five of us individually because somebody is tied to what we are doing. So that there and their lives will be better. So yeah, steadfast. Remain steadfast. Remain steadfast, even when you feel like It's not going to happen. I felt like that. I feel like that. I may eventually feel like that again, but right now the word is to remain steadfast. Your talents will make room for you. Every day doesn't feel like a win, but keep going anyway. Your talents will make room for you. Every day doesn't feel like a win, but keep going anyway. Remain steadfast. Have an amazing day. Share this with somebody who may be going through. Share this with somebody who is just one step away. Share this with somebody who's waiting on the blessing to fall into their lap when you know they need to get up and work. Put in the work. Put in the work. And it will pay off. It will pay off. I'm so grateful. Thank you, God, for leading my life. Thank you, God, for just being who you said you were going to be. And thank you, God, for allowing me to see the God in myself. And I pray that. I meditate on that. Whatever it is, however you reach your higher power, I pray that God gives you that power if you are in lack. And if you have an abundance of it, may it be tenfold. I love you. Share. See you on Thursday, guys.